And it came to pass that Saint Victor was taken from this place to another place, where he was lain upon pillows of silk, and made to rest himself amongst sheets of muslin and velvet. And there stroked was he by maidens of the Orient. Full 16 days and nights stroked they him, yea, verily, and caressed him. His hair ruffled they, and their fingers rubbeth they in oil of olives, and runneth them across all parts of his body forasmuch as to soothe him. And the soles of his feet licked they, and the upper parts of his thigh did they anoint with the balm of forbidden trees, and with the teeth of their mouths nibbleth they the pointed bits at the top of his ears, yea, verily, and did their tongues thereof make themselves acquainted with his most secret places. For 15 days and nights did Victor withstand these maidens, but on the 16th day he cried out, saying, "This is fantastic. Oh, this is terrific." And the Lord did hear the cry of Victor, and verily came he down and slew the maidens, and caused their cotton wool buds to blow away, and their kleenex to be laid waste utterly. And Victor in his anguish cried out that the Lord was a rotten bastard, and the Lord sent an angel to comfort Victor for the weekend, and entered they together the jacuzzi. Here endeth the lesson.